Have your Bibles turned to 2 Corinthians. I tell you, the staying time we're in today, boys, good to come to the house of God.
Amen.
To get away from this life and these world trials and tribulations. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, down in verse 16. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thankful Calvary, the blood and lamb, the goodness of God, and I ask you, dear Lord, to set a watch over my lips. Don't let me preach anything contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. I pray, oh God, to fill my mind, Lord, and you give me all the words, bring back the remembrance and all the scripture and everything you've given me. Now I pray, God, to be a blessing to someone, because, God, I come to get a blessing myself, and I pray you to help us, Lord, as a church. We're needy people, God, and we need of thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, thank God.
Now here in chapter number 4 and verse number 16, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our heart outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And you look at this today, and I want to ask you, did anyone come here today and, you know, they're hoping that and praying that, you know, and they're longing for someone to sing something that's going to strip all their hope away? Did you come here tonight hoping that, you know, somebody's going to get up there and sing, just tear your heart out? No, you didn't come here for that. I didn't come here to the house of God for that. Nobody come here to hear somebody knock the wind out of them or to hurt them or say something. But yet, you know, many times you go to some churches and you feel worse when you went than when you come out. I mean, you feel worse when you leave than when you came. You know, I come to church, I want to hear it through the Spirit of God. I want to fear to hear the things of God being preached. I want to hear God speaking to me from His Word. And when we come here looking for help tonight, and you know, there's a lot of reasons that people go to church. Before I was saved, you know, I went to church because I was made to go. And then these people go to church to try to meet somebody. And then these people go to church just to be seen or heard, just because they think they're doing God a favor by coming to church. But that's not why I'm here tonight. And I want to tell you here, it says here, "For which cause we faint not." I want to preach just for a few minutes on do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. I'm telling you, it's not hard. It's not hard, you know, to lose heart this day and time. I mean, you get down and discouraged and many times and you get faint, as he says here. But, you know, this is an incredible statement right here. He says, "For which cause," he says, "we faint not." And, you know, I don't want to faint in the way. Paul says, "For which cause we faint not." And that's an amazing statement today. The word faint, it refers to a failing heart. And, you know, I don't want to have a failing heart. I don't want to faint, Brother Robert, in the past. I want to keep going on. I know what it is to get discouraged and get kicked down. And then next thing you know, you don't want to go to church, and you think, "Well, nobody cares about me. They don't care about me." Everybody, if you go out there and they just look at you, want to talk about you. But I'm gonna tell you, don't give up. Don't fall in. Don't get faint. Don't lose heart today, because Jesus Christ is coming one day. Gonna get out of this life. Hallelujah. I want to keep the faith. I want to stay fighting. I want to be fighting tooth and nail all the way to the end.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. He says here, for which cause we faint not. He says, we faint not. Oh, Paul here is telling us, regardless of what comes our way, he says, don't give up. He says, don't give in. He says, just don't give out. Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Don't give up. And, you know, it seems to me, do you read the Bible here in old Paul's life of Paul, buddy? And he says, you know, don't lose weight. He says, don't faint. But old Paul, he went through it. If anybody had a reason to give up, old Paul did. I mean, he was beat. He was stoned. He was beat for trouble. They beat him 40 times. And they just beat him and stoned him and cursed him and cussed him. I'm going to tell you what it's like today, bro. You go out and be a testimony for God. They're going to cuss you. They're going to hate you. But don't give up. Man, we done won the battle. Don't give up. I read the last chapter. We win this thing. They don't need giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep going on. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1 and 8 says, For we would not, brethren, have you to be ignorant, for our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we was despaired even of life. Yeah. Oh, Paul, I guarantee you, buddy, he was down there. I bet you when them rocks was conking him all in the head, I bet you was thinking, man, I wonder what's going to happen next. But I'll tell you what, he didn't get up. He got up from there and he went on preaching the Word of God. One of the greatest preachers ever was. He stood and preached the Word of God. We've never suffered nothing like he has. I've never been beaten. I've never been stoned. I've never had nothing like that done to me. A preacher friend of mine had, he got his wife spit in his face one time. But I never had nothing. I'd be ready to hit them. I tell you what, it takes the grace of God. Somebody spit in my face to keep from hitting them. But I tell you, thank God I know what's going on. And I know what's happening. Devil's fighting tooth and nail. He wants to keep you down.
Right.
Don't faint. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. As a minister of Christ, he said, I speak of the fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes more above measuring. In prisons more frequent. In debts of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with a rod. I'm telling you what, you take a rod. You take my mama got it one time. She'd get out more than one time. She'd take and get a hickory. She'd say, go out there and give me a hickory. I'd go get a little one. Oh, that wouldn't do. She'd use that one to get another one. Use it too. But I'm saying, old Paul was beat with a rod. Can you imagine that? Something like a fishing pole just welling on you. Oh, let me tell you. But Paul didn't give up. He just kept on.
Amen. Thank God.
Tell you what, he says, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by heathen, in the perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils at sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst and fasting all, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the church. Who is weak? Am I? And I am not weak. Who is often? And I'm not burned not. And I burn not. I'm going to tell you, he was beat. But in spite of all the trials and tribulations and troubles, Paul was able to say, he says, faint not. He said, don't lose heart.
Amen.
Stay in there.
Right.
Is there anyone here that can echo this statement? Is there anyone here who can say, I never get discouraged? Is there anyone here who says, I never give up? Is there anyone here who says, I just get encouraged all the time? No, I can't say that, brother. I get discouraged. I want to give up sometimes. You want to throw in the towel?
Yes.
I tell you what, throwing in the towel. Hey, when you have a boxing ring, you get in there fighting, and one guy's getting beat, he's getting beat, and his side again, they think he's had enough to throw the towel in. Hey, I'm glad I don't want the towel thrown in. I want to stand up and fight. There's been times I felt like somebody threw the towel in. Let me get out of this mess. But I tell you what, it's always the grace of God to pick me up and get me back on that right path. Hey, I'm like a ball. You might push me under the water, but I got that air, that Holy Ghost in me. If you let go, I'm going to come up. Hallelujah. Old Satan will try to get you down. He'll try to stomp you. But just don't lose heart. Keep on keeping on. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's got their eyes on you. I'm telling you what. Today we, old David, buddy, Most people, most of us are like David. He said, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. But that's what I want to do, son. Just fly away. Get away from it all. Get up here and just look back and say, whoo, I'm glad I'm not down there. I tell you what. You know what? If the Calvinists believe everything's predestined or whatever it is, and they believe that thing, I tell you what, the other week when I hit my hand right here with that hammer and chisel, I thought, whew, I'm glad that's over with. I don't want to do that again. I tell you, them people's something else. But I tell you what, God, He's looking down on you. And I tell you what, people around you are looking at you and ain't trying to see everything you're going through. Are you going to give up? Are you going to lose heart?
Go ahead, brother.
Right.
I've seen too many people lose heart. I've seen too many people give up. And then I mean good Christians. People love God. A good friend of mine, he told you, got so far out and down, and you couldn't touch that boy's life. And he, what'd he do? He blew his brains out. I'll tell you what. That's what can happen. You want, don't lose heart. Don't faint by the wayside. Keep going on. Just keep going on. And then let's look at a familiar struggle here. That was an incredible statement there. And then in the last part of chapter 16, it's a familiar struggle. He says here, and he says, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. Paul says, though the outward man perish, this whole body, the day he was born, started dying. And I tell you what, hey, I do good though. I couldn't run 5 feet anymore. Because my old body's falling apart. And you get down, and sometimes you let that body just get you down. And you get weary, you get down. And you say, well, why should I keep going on? Why should I keep going on? But you can't look at it that way. You got to take every day, day by day, and read your Bible and study. Yet your outward body is dying and drying up and perishing. That inward body is getting built up by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And you go before people looking at you. They say, that man loves God.
Yes, yes.
That outward body's perishing. Yes. Hey, I got cuts. I've been cut all over. I've had so many cuts. My doctor said, boy, he said, no older you are, you sure got a body that's like an old man. I'll tell you, your body's perishing.
Yes.
Your body's perishing. Don't let the Lord inside of you. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your love for God. Keep coming. Keep going on for God.
Amen.
I tell you, my father-in-law, he was, what, 86 years old. That man's body perished, brother. But he loved God. And when you talked to him, you couldn't get away without him talking about God somewhere.
Amen.
He loved God. He renewed that. He renewed that inward being, that spirit, every day.
That's good.
You got to renew it every day. The familiar struggle is, this outward man refers to, that's a fleshly part of your body. And this encompasses both the body and the mind. And you think your mind, man, I get so aggravated. I get so aggravated. I want to remember Scripture. And I want to remember, I try. And I think I got it and turn around and walk. I'm done gone. I done forgot it. I can't get it back in my head. But yet something I remember back when I was 20, I can still remember.
Yeah.
Satan has taken it from you. He says, the Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept. And I do it, and I do it, and do it. And it just fades away.
Amen.
Tell you what, children, you better keep in your hearts the love of God. Put the Word of God in your heart now that you won't lose it later.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Devil don't want you to have the Word of God. You know why? Because when you get up against something in your life, and something comes up and you get pressure on you, and there's pressure. That's what's got to do with the body. Hear the pressure, the struggle of life, the pressure, everyday pressure on you.
Right.
And you can remember them, the Word of God. When somebody comes up to you and they're trying to get you to go out and do something, you thinking the Word of God will come back to you. No, that's wrong. That's sin.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
The familiar struggle. Tell you what, buddy, you keep it in your heart. Keep it in your life. An outer man, buddy, is something else. And this old body, it'll strip away your joy. It'll strip away your hope and your peace of heart. If you're not careful, you let the things of the body tear you down. And you forget just what God does.
Amen.
Amen.
This woman we had in a church that I went to, and she was in bed. As long as I know her, she had crippling arthritis. And she was always sick. And she had come to church hardly, and then she got where she couldn't come. Every time you ever went over there, you'd feel bad. You'd go in there, and she'd be all crinkled up. And she'd have you praising God time you come out of there.
Amen.
That woman, she loved God, but you couldn't. You'd see her body was just all crippled up. I don't know if I do. I'd probably be crying. I cry and grumble and gripe all the time now. I tell my wife, I don't know if I can take any more of this. I do. Hey, you do. You do it too.
Amen.
Hey, I gripe all the time. My back hurts. I was doing Bull Rock. I had to show it. My leg from here down was black and blue with a log hitting in the leg. And I thought it broke it. And then my hand here hurt. I mean, somebody comes up and says, how you doing? Well, I hate to start. So I should say, well, you got an hour. And I just tell them how I'm doing it. Hey, I got dots and bumps and bruises and cuts all over me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I try. He said, well, hey, I tell you one time, I went to church and I was down and I was out. And I always had a bad habit back looking down. And this girl come up to me and she said, how you doing? I said, well, I'm doing okay. She said, why don't you tell your face that? Now, I'll tell you, that was a slap, buddy. I mean, I was hurting. I mean, that wasn't no uplift. I was hurting, and I never forgot that, though. That's been years ago. So now people ask me, I'm doing good. Yeah, she said, tell your face that. Yeah. And I thought to myself, I wonder what lost people think. Do they think that? I mean, a brother, sister in Christ is supposed to uplift you and help you. You don't know what that person's been through. You don't know what they've been through that day. You don't know how they suffered. Tell your face that. Yeah. The familiar struggles of this life, buddy, it'll get you down. And your body is corrupt. I'm telling you, Luke 12:30 says, sell that you have and give alms and provide yourself bags which wax not old and treasure in heavens that falleth not where no thief approacheth, their moth corrupteth his old body here. You know, I can't keep money. I can't keep money. How money goes, I just goes. Hey, I like to spend money. I tell you, I don't mind telling you. I ain't one to save money, Brother Robert. Hey, the devil comes by, I'll tell you what, an antichrist comes, they're going to say, my gosh, what, this boy ain't got nothing. Hey, I ain't leaving him nothing. If my kids think they're going to get something, they're going to get some beebles. That's all I can tell you. Hey, I don't leave nothing. I want to spend it. I don't want to leave nothing for this world. That's probably why I ain't got nothing. But I got more than I ever had. Hey, I used to live in that old house over there, the one I got now. The windows was this cracked far apart. I'd take newspaper and stuff in the hole, put plastic on them. The wind, I'd lay in the bed and I had a little hair back in. And the wind would blow my hair just do like that. Because it's blowing through the wall. Thank God, God let me get my house fixed up. I got siding on it. I got new windows, brother. I don't have to get up every hour and put wood in the fire. I just go in there and flip the pile. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. God's been good to me. How can I lose heart? How can I get faint? I just go keep going for God.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother. Satan can like it or not. I'm going to go one way or the other. I'm going to crawl or something. It's a familiar struggle. It's a struggle, you know, this life. I ain't preaching all this. I get all this stuff together. I don't know when to quit. I thought I'm setting that clock here so I'll know when to quit. But everyone in this room today, saved or lost, we wasted away and died. And now there's the promise of this, of the Word of God, that you're going to die. Either you're going to go to heaven or you're going to die. This body's going to die. He said it's appointed once unto a man to die. But after that, the judgment. We'll waste away and we'll die. We might die of old age or slip into eternity in our sleep. We might be as a child or a young adult. We might have a sudden heart attack. Hey, I've told you before. Hey, I had a heart attack. And I'm going to tell you what. I wasn't afraid to die. The only thing I didn't want to leave my grandkids. I wasn't going to leave my kids and my wife. I want to see my grandkids. Now I see my grandkids grow. Thank God I'm ready, buddy. God says go. I was ready then. I am ready now.
Amen.
Don't cry when you come down if I die. Amen. You praise the Lord that I've crossed over to the other side.
Amen.
Get out of this old body. I'm tired of this old body. Tired of it. And your destruction of the outer man comes from a source called the fallen nature. The nature of the God of your body is the sin. And the whole nature of the world is under the curse of God because of sin. And the world is under a curse of futility and pain and suffering and corruption and death. It's just under death. Can't blame the woman. The man, if Adam would have went over there and confessed his sins and everything, he wouldn't be in this mess. I mean, the woman got him to do it, but I'm going to tell you, if he'd have confessed, he was over the woman. Thank God. He's got the fallen nature. And I tell you what, everyone in this room, saved or lost, or you'll waste and die away. And that's a promise of the Word of God. It's a promise. Hey, either you're going to die, you're dying every day now. But either you're going to die in this flesh, or you're going to get raptured out of here, or you're going to die and go to heaven. I'm ready to be raptured, buddy. Hey, man, I'm ready to go. I want everything God's got to give. I want to be raptured up and meet the dead ones, meet my loved ones in the air. Hallelujah. I want to go up meet them in the air. Go on up to be with God. Some nut said, oh, I want to be the last one behind. And he said, I want to be down there and stick my tongue at the devil. You a fool, say that. The devil is a strong and mighty being. And I tell you what, I want to get away and get out of here as fast as I can.
Amen.
Not me. I don't want to lag behind. I want to be up on I'm always late most of the time anyhow. I can't get there nowhere on time. I want to be there. I'll be there on time, I bet you. Hallelujah. When he says go, I'm going to follow. I'll tell you what, old fallen man, though, that's what causes, the fallen nature is what caused terrorists to go out into the shopping malls and kill themselves. That's what the fallen people, they do all these things. They hurt people's feelings. The fallen, the person, the nature of the fallen man is to hurt people. And this fallen man is another element in this world, what causes us to lose heart. You got the fallen nature and you got the fallen man. And these fallen men, they go out and they kill and they terrorize. And the fallen people hurt physically, verbally, emotionally, and spiritually. And causes people, a child of God, to lose heart. I want to be somebody uplift. I want to uplift people. I don't want to be somebody who gets people down. I like to preach a message with people shouting, praise God. Hey, I can preach on hell. I can preach on whatever God tells me. But I like them, brother, when God says, you preach this.
Amen.
Oh, man, it's like a shot in your arm of B-12 or whatever. Get you up, get you going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
Hey, it's not easy to preach a message that really tears people's heart out, really puts it in there. It's not easy. People say, oh, I want to be a preacher. Well, you help yourself. Hey, I'll tell you what, I never thought I'd be a preacher, never wanted to be a preacher. I was scared to get up in front of people. All through my life, I was afraid to do anything in front of people. I didn't want people looking at me. And then God told me, he said, I want you to preach. I can tell you exactly where God called me to preach. And I can tell you when I answered the call. It was a year later after God called me. It's not something you take lightly.
No,
let me tell you what. And then last of all, there's a wonderful secret here. There's a wonderful secret here in verse 17 and 18. It says, and we need to look at this. It says, and our light afflictions, which is but for a moment. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what. You're suffering today. And you're hurting in your body. And you get all depressed and discouraged. And I know what it is to have panic attacks. I know what it is to get out and don't want to be around nobody. But what does he say? People afflict you. People come by and they cuss you and talk about you. It's just for a moment. It's for a moment. It's going to pass away. Hallelujah. You're going to get out of here. It's not going to happen for go on forever. You think, well, it's happening. When's it ever going to get up? Me and my wife be married 39 years tomorrow. 39 years. It seems like yesterday. Hallelujah. I remember the dress she wore the night I first dated her. I tell you what, but it seems like it was just yesterday. It's just a moment of twinkling of an eye. It just fades away. It's like a vapor. Fades away. Don't worry. Don't lose heart. It's a secret. He says, if for your light affliction, which is but a full moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hey, I'm building up things in heaven. I want to build up crowns in heaven to lay at Jesus' feet. I don't want to build nothing up here. Your money will get your heart down here. The trial of your goods will get your heart. You take and buy things. Oh yeah, it's good to have. I'm not telling you not to buy stuff, but it'll take your heart from God. Hey, God dropped me from making a bunch of money down to nothing. And you know what? I love God for it. Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, I've got to look the other way, Brother Robert. I've got to worry looking at money. Look how much money I made. Oh, I made almost $3,000 this week. But what was I doing? I gave my life to the job and didn't even think about my family. Forgot about God. And God take care of that. He'll just take your job away from you. Hallelujah. Best thing that happened to me. Hallelujah. Went from $25 an hour down to nothing. Hallelujah. You say, man, that just tearing me. Oh, God needs to. But then God got me right. And God moved things around. Now look where I'm at. Doing what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. God's good. And then let's look at this. It says, while we look at all, not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let me tell you what. You look around, you see the things you got right now. Hey, that's what you got right now. But you look around in God's eyes and what you've done for God Almighty. And you think about when you get up there when Jesus Christ comes over there and you've been up there for thousands of years and you go over there talking to Jesus. Jesus said, you said, here, son, you ain't seen it all yet. He said, come over here. And hallelujah. He'll roll back the sky, Brother Joe, and show you something you've never seen before.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. It's going to be great to get home and be with God.
Amen.
Bible says we'll be like him. I take it that I'll be 59 next month. I take it all back up to 33.
Amen.
I hope that's right. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Think about that, Brother Rob. Never to hurt no more. Never to have no pain.
Yeah.
Always got a perfect mind. Ain't got dirty thoughts going through your mind.
Yeah.
Ain't got sorry things that you think about. And God, you always got your mind on the Lord. How you walk up to him and say, hey, Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved
Amen.
Today. Don't lose heart and don't faint.
Amen. That's good, brother.